Some members of parliament have welcomed the return of the National Security Act, such as Peter Lomude, who says lawmakers should work for the national interest of South Sudanese people.
We strongly believe that this national security bill or law that was passed here by the SPLM using the mechanical majority was not done in conformity with the Supreme Law, because the Supreme Law has not given them, the parliament, powers to make laws contrary to the constitution. That is our standard. This law, these two sections, 54, 55, and 57, should be removed. Unfortunately, it went, you know, after the SPLM used their mechanical majority, they were able to pass it the way that they, you know, they want. When you represent people, let's make good laws for the people that you represent. It should not be a matter of a party, because the implementation of laws does not know anybody from a party. It affects everybody.
MP Joel Nomngek, who represents Lake States, says he is glad the bill is back for revision.
First of all, we would like to appreciate the president and the vice presidents for realizing this, because this was our contention. Not that the opposition has won, but it's because this is the spirit of the nation. The country is built through consensus and compromise, where people have to forge a way forward how to serve the people. With the returning this bill into the parliament, it will open a new chapter where the rule of law will be able to be implemented.
John Agany, a lawmaker and former spokesperson of the National Assembly, says the legislature has final say on all laws.
This house is the first arm of the government. It's an absolute power. The president can even bring it back and it could be rejected also by the house. So there is no law that cannot be amended by this house. People should not worry. They should not panic about whether if it is brought for amendment with the correct time, then the house will be divided. No, it will not call for a constitutional crisis, because this is our duty. As a member of parliament, I need to amend the laws. But the institution concerned must call for the amendment, especially in this case, the president.
Addressing the 8th Governors Forum last week in Juba, Riek Machar, the first vice president, said the presidents agreed to send the National Security Act back to parliament.
In actual fact, in that bill, there are four sections which are bad. Section 13, subsection 15. That gives the national security power of arrest. Section 13, subsection 15. 54 and 55 are whether you can have a warrant of arrest or you don't have warrant of arrest. 57 is operationalizing, also subsection 13. So four sections should be scrapped in that bill if we are going to have a democratic state.
On July 3rd, the National Assembly amended the law governing the National Security Service. The bill had been widely condemned by activists and rights groups. It became a law after the time elapsed before the president would assent his signature. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.